Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
Imagine when you're older and your grandkids say to you, "Granddad, tell me about what it was like when you were young." And you say, "I didn't really do much, to be honest, because I was worried about what other people would think of me. I never took my shirt off because I hated the way I looked. I didn't start that business because I was scared it might fail." Just think about how silly that would sound. You only get one go around at this thing. Blink and you'll miss it. Crack of the whip and then you're gone. So make it worth it.
My personal goal is to squeeze every ounce of potential out of whatever I have. And I think that if you feel like you have potential left over, then it will eat you alive until you do something about it.
One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose? And sometimes you graduate out of high school, you look for that job, you look for that career, college, the degree, you still question, is this my purpose? I want to talk to you about the center, your center, your purpose. One question that I always ask myself, even as I would always ask myself, is your purpose. What's your purpose for living? Do you know your purpose? What you're created to do. Do you know what that is? A lot of people live their entire lives not knowing. Entire lifetime not being happy because they feel as though they're not fulfilling their purpose.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. It's the same issue with children. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
As a man thinketh, so is he.
Yeah.
If you think it, that's the reality of your life. So if you think you're a failure, if you think you're a loser, if you think you are designed to live in a cubicle, then that will be the reality of your life. But if you realize that you can be whatever you want to be and nothing's holding you back, and nothing's stopping you except you, then once you get out of your own way, the game begins.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
So you found out that the secret sauce in your life is the guy in your mirror. That it's not some outside variable that's going to come and save you. The Calvary's not coming. It's up to you, baby. Get up off the couch. I got to go leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home. You found that truth in that moment.
You're lacing it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
This is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done.
And all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can, whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated. Whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
A reminder that the life that I'm living today is a result of the work that I did 6 and 12 months ago. And so if you were to look at my calendar 6 and 12 months ago, then you might extrapolate out to what I'm doing today. But just like people want the immediate reward, they also see their current condition as a result of the behavior they're doing today. No. It's not at all. And so that's why I think having, in some ways, a very vivid imagination of, like, this is where I think the benefit of, quote, visualization comes into play. I don't see it as much as a benefit for, like, oh, I have to imagine this thing to happen. But I think it's more powerful to think, I'm doing this thing today and I'm imagining it happening. So it's an approximation of the feedback loop that you want to have. And so it helps you substitute and get through the period where nothing's actually happening.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong.
Because deep down in every human being, they want to see the greatest version of themselves. But most people quit. Most people stop believing.
So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. When I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
In a world that's changing so quickly, the biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk. And I really think that that's true, right? I mean, a lot of people, I think that, you know, whenever it comes to, whenever you get yourself into a position where you have to make some big shift in direction or do something, you know, there are always, people are going to point to the downside risks of that decision. And locally, they're maybe right, right? I mean, if for any given decision that you're going to make, there's upside and downside. But in aggregate, if you are stagnant and you don't make those changes, then I think you're guaranteed to fail.
No matter what challenges I face, no matter what the statistics are, I will maintain unwavering faith that I can achieve the outcome that I want. And if I don't, I'll be at peace with it. That was my why. It's, I'm willing to do everything in my power to fulfill my potential and become the best version of myself. It's an unwavering faith in possibility. That's it.
Find your impossible. What is it you think is impossible? You could never quite grasp. That's what you have to go after. If you don't have a dream, man, you're dead.
For instance, let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no, I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes.
You don't get what you want. You get what you are. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize that the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it. It's only a period of time till it manifests in physical form.
Body, free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it and you'll become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
Here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And that is a philosophy that I carry.
Risk used to drive me right up the wall. I used to say, what if this happens? It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this mother was crazy.
If you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period, and that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher. No students say they feel like frauds for trying to learn. You're a fraud when you get up to teach the class, and you've never done it.
Look, as best we know it, we have one life. In it, you have to trust your own voice, your own ideas, your honesty, your vulnerability, and through this you will find your way. You do not have to be fearless. Just don't let fear stop you. Live like this as best you can, and I guarantee you will look back on a life well lived. You are capable of greatness in your profession, and more importantly, in your quality of self. Stay hungry. Stay young at heart. Take those risks. You are going to change the world around you in big ways and in small. And I greatly look forward to being a part of the future that you will shape. And good luck.
We all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. And I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. There wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
Yeah, I see too many kids get so discouraged because they're expecting to make this quantum leap. And when that quantum leap doesn't come, it feels like it'll never come. Right? But that's not how it works. It's step by step. One foot in front of the other, day by day. Get better every single day. And then when you look back, then you look down and you realize the mountain that you just scaled, right? But you can't jump from the bottom of Everest and get to the top of Everest like that. It doesn't happen. You know, Superman is only in comics.
So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of drive and passion. And it may come from nothing.
Despite my doubts and all of those sort of things, I'm going to put my trust in that and try and then go for things and not be scared to fail and not be driven by fear and all those sort of things, because it's personal.
Bottom line is, most of us, even the people who have all these theories and it's easier to accept the fact that I'm just not good enough. I wasn't made to do that. And yeah, some of us can't be LeBron f***ing James. But I tell you right now, man, we can do a lot of shit when it comes to this pure arm guts and willpower and getting through shit. We have a lot more than we think we have.
Never ever take yourself out of something because you feel insecure or that you're doubting yourself. Never do that, bro. If something isn't going to work out, if it's not going to go your way, then allow it to be because something else. It cannot be because you didn't want to try, or you started doubting yourself, or you didn't do the things that you were supposed to. And if you're not doing that, that's why when you fail, that you go into this little thing of like, oh, I'm so upset, I'm depressed. Yeah, because you know you could have did more, but you didn't.
Now, one of the things I recommend to young people, especially true for people in their 20s, is that you should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out, where's your limit? How much work can you do and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable. It's good to think about that as a goal. It's like you're trying to discover what your limitations are when you're in your 20s, so that you can hit that edge, so that you can sustain yourself across the decades. And so, yeah, because you don't want to have too much fun, right? Too much fun takes you out. You don't want to be the oldest guy at the disco. You know, it's not fun being the 40-year-old at the singles bar, precisely. So you want to make sure that what you're doing is age appropriate, and you want to push yourself in every direction that you can, but you should be doing that with an aim in mind. It's like you're trying to make yourself into a better and more competent person. And so some discipline along with the fun is a good idea.
There's times where you're going to have to do it alone. There's not going to be any team support. There's not going to be any family support. There's not going to be any friend support. There's going to be times where you've got to go and do it yourself, and you got to do it alone. And those are the times that make a difference. Those are the times that count. Those are the times where you have to dig deep yourself to get the job done. And if you can make that happen, you will win.
It's okay to think, oh, I lost some friends and sometimes I feel sad about it. Well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's normal. That's fine. In fact, if you weren't sad about it, there may be something wrong. Because I think that people have been told for a while that, oh, if you're feeling sad, there's something wrong with you. When I actually don't think there's anything wrong with when you feel sad. You feel sad? Yeah, you lost friends. You're going to feel sad. Oh, you were in combat. You had to do some horrible things. You did some things that you regret. There's nothing wrong with that. People make mistakes. People, things don't turn out the way that they wanted them to. We made decisions and there was a bad result at the end of that decision. And instead of thinking, oh, I'm a terrible person. No, it's like you made a mistake and that's okay. And you got to move on.
I think it's how you handle your sufferings. You know, when you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
The Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day, you know, you're trying to become better. You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can.
You know, when you're kind of addicted to it, you can play at any time, right? It doesn't really matter if you're hungry or if you're somewhere else away from home. When you're hooked on a video game, you can play at any time, any place. And again, so I was just like, imagine if I could feel like that, but in real life, turn life into a video game.
From that day forward, I made a promise that I will give it everything I got. I'm ready to die for what I had to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. It's in your mind right now. But you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like doing the work. You don't feel like working hard. And if you don't feel like working hard, if you don't feel like getting up, then you better feel like losing. You better feel like getting weaker. Because that's what's going to happen if you don't do what you're supposed to do. So get up and go get it done.
Destruction comes from within. That means that you are the person that can stop the destruction.
What are you waiting for? In all honesty, what are you freaking waiting for? You know, there's not just going to be a day where, for no reason, you're going to just wake up and say, I'm going to go to the gym every day in perpetuity. I'm just going to pick up my routine, do my cardio, start tracking my macros. Boom. I'm going to do it. You know, that doesn't really happen.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice. Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing? Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
These decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle.
It's the journey, it's the experience, it's knowing that you pushed past times where you wanted to quit. So to everyone out there whose dreams are scaring you, whose dreams make you want to quit, just don't quit. It's good. Your dreams should be big. They should be scary. Just keep pushing through. I have this thing I say, champion mentality. It's not about winning. It's not about a trophy. It's about having no quit. It's about giving everything you have so that when you show up on game day, before the results are over, you're proud of yourself and you know the work you put in.
Never let success get to your head and never let your failures get to your heart. It's all about keeping a balance and moving forward. And that's the mindset that I have to keep. It's tough. You know, when you lose sometimes, you know, it feels like it rips away a part of you. But for me, as I said, I'm never going to switch up and change on anyone. I'm still the same me, still ambitious. And I'm still going to walk my head held high like a champion because I'm a champion at heart.
In order to achieve strong character, you have to go through hard things. And so it's kind of interesting that, like, we want to have, all of us want to have really good character, except none of us want to go through hard things. And so it's like you can't have one without the other. And so if I had to pick, I'd rather have the character and the scars to show it rather than none of the character and had a soft life.
Whatever negativity is consuming your thoughts probably won't matter in 3 months' time. But all of that time that you spent worrying will have still passed. So you are sacrificing your joy and presence in the moment for a problem which you won't even be able to recall in the future.
Well, to use what's given to you, and we are unfortunately given way more negative than we are positive. So how are you going to use it? Are you going to use it by letting it, you know, getting shy and sitting in the basement and, you know, say, man, I'm not ready to play this game. Or are you going to use it like, hey, you, I deserve this. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove you wrong. And that's the most powerful thing that you can have, your own belief in yourself, proving yourself right, proving that you do have what it takes. And nobody can take that from you once you've built that.
Life isn't fair at all, at all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. It's solely on me.
You once wanted the life you have. And if you don't like the life you have, you probably won't like the one you want but don't have either.
It's about your journey, your goals.
Listen to me, you got it. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it.
I got something to tell you. You can compete with the top minds in the world if you're willing to armor and callous your mind and outwork them motherfuckers and dig deep. When most people see four walls, I see a massive empty space that deserves all kind of creativity to make it look beautiful.
If you know that there is something that you're meant to do, if you know that there's something that you're meant to change, you will have to let certain groups, friends, routines, places, activities, recreations that you do, you're going to have to let those go. And there is this, you know, the Rocky cutscene lasts for 90 seconds in the movie, but it can last for 5 years in your life. And you have no idea whether or not it's even going to work. And that's the bit that always got to me. The bit that always got to me was I didn't even know if it was there was going to be any glory on the other side. It's like ordering an Uber and never knowing if it's going to arrive or not. And you think, well, I'm just stood here doing the thing, but I don't know if it's going to come out on the other side. And I can promise you, anybody that has done anything, moved from any place they were to any place that they want to be, has gone through this lonely chapter.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right. And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
Look at your circle, right? And in your circle, if the conversation is all about what we hate, I can't stand that song. You see the new car came out? I can't, that shit is ass. I can't stand that car. Yo, man, I can't stand this city. Why the we even in this city? What we eating? I hate that place. It's so easy. People don't even listen to it. It's so easy. It could be the smallest shit in the world. The smallest shit, but if it's always hate, you ping pong hate off of one another.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.